We've got time to squeeze this in. We're going to be slightly late for the news. I do apologise. It's time for the Kids Versus the News. Every week we visit a different local primary school and chat to the boys and girls there. And this time, I've been to Kings Oak Academy Lower School in Kingswood.
The kids see the news.
Wimbledon tennis. Who knows what Wimbledon is?
Wimbledon is a tennis tournament where loads of famous tennis players go around and play tennis matches.
Why do you like Wimbledon?
I don't know.
Okay.
I like it because, like, I find tennis quite interesting and I kind of like tennis.
I like it because the name sounds really silly.
You think the name sounds really silly?
Wimble. Like Wimble. It just feels like Wibble.
Do you think it should be called Wimbledon instead?
Yeah.
It's only called that because the place they play at is called Wimbledon, so they didn't have to actually name it after the place. Like, they can name it the big tennis tournament or something.
Who knows who Andy Murray is?
Andy Murray is a famous tennis player.
Yes.
From, I think, Scotland.
Mm.
He isn't as good as he used to be because he had an injury on his hip and he had to have surgery.
I think his hip might be made of plastic.
Wood.
What, you think he's got a wooden hip?
Wow.
Yeah. That must be splintery.
Can anybody do an impression of Andy Murray?
I'm Scottish, mate.
A lot of people think that because the players just wear all white, it's a little bit boring. If you were going to play tennis and you could wear anything you wanted to, what would it be? What would you wear?
SpongeBob tracksuit.
A Christmas tree in the middle of summer.
A dress with shorts underneath.
A goblin suit.
A goblin suit on centre court?
Yes.
In Wimbledon in front of all those important people. Why are you wearing a goblin suit?
Because I'll look cool.
Our next topic is all about school discos. Can we have a cheer if you like to dance? All right. What sort of dance moves do you do, Harry?
Funky Macarena.
The floss.
I do this type of freestyle dance. It's kind of called the whack.
The whack? Have any of you ever seen your mum and dad try to do cool dancing?
It's more like just loads of moves around.
How does it make you feel when you see her dancing?
Weird and annoying. My mum dances in the kitchen, in the living room. Anywhere she goes, she just dances whenever she hears music she likes.
How do you feel when you see her dancing?
Embarrassed, but I feel happy about it.
My mum dances a lot.
I just feel like, what are you doing?
On the count of three, you're all going to make the sound that you make when you see your parents dancing. One, two, three.
Oh,
yeah, I know. I feel your pain.
What's wrong with you, Mum?
Let's talk about chocolate, everybody.
Chocolate!
Before you get excited, I haven't got any on me, okay? It's World Chocolate Week. What's the most number of chocolates you've ever eaten in one go?
Once I put about 8 pieces in my mouth, I think I got about to 11 or something.
11 pieces in your mouth? Did you feel a little bit sick by any chance?
No.
No, you're absolutely
It tasted
right.
Absolutely amazing.
I put 10 little marshmallows in my mouth.
Wow. Make the sound of what it sounds like when you're eating 10 marshmallows that are stuffed in your mouth.
Yum, yum, yum.
I'm going to ask you what you would dip into chocolate sauce. What stuff you've dipped into chocolate sauce.
So what I'd do is an apple and then I'll put sprinkles.
Once I dipped a chip in chocolate sauce.
A chip? Like as in chips?
Yeah.
Like french fries?
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Right.
Try it.
Okay.
My dad dipped a piece of broccoli, fully submerged it in it.
A piece of broccoli? We're going to shame. What's your dad called?
Duncan.
Can we all go, Duncan. One, two, three.
Duncan. The kids see the news.